3 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Welcome and come on in, Arizona homeowners. I'm here along with my entire broadcast staff, my son and co-host, Romy Romero, since about the year 2001 or so, buddy. Right? About the time you joined us on air?
Well, that was when I started getting paid. I'd kind of been here and there before.
Yeah, that's true. We started you paid back then? We had to audit that. And my wife, who is the call screener. So if you're sitting at home waiting for the rain, and I tell you what, I just popped up Weather Channel radar. It looks like Southern Arizona and Phoenix area is in for a pretty good dousing today. So if you're sitting at home and have a project you've been thinking about tackling, get a notepad and a pen and give us a ring at the toll-free number 1-888-ROSIE for you. 1-888-767-4348. And this would be a perfect day for us just to sit down and visit over what is going to be involved in getting that project done. The materials, the tools, the technique, the scheduling. Maybe you want to try and tackle it yourself. Maybe you want to ask me who in your neighborhood would be trustworthy enough to come in your house and take care of it for you. Well, that's our referral network, which just happens to be the number one contractor referral network in the entire state of Arizona. You can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. So you can call Jennifer, 1-888-767-4348. Just don't say anything to make her cry. She has cried more this week than in the entire 40 years I can ever remember being married to her. She cried about Glenn Campbell. She cried at the movie about Glenn Campbell's life is. She cried at the Breakfast for Champions. She cried at the celebration with Livestream. She cried. And what was the second movie you were crying about?
Special Olympics was pretty special.
Yes.
And then the Glenn Campbell music movie is I'll Be Me. Campbell, I'll Be Me. And it's just his journey through his last year after being diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Okay.
And then the other thing was just live stream, 40th celebration yesterday.
Yes.
So, yeah. It's pretty much, once it started, it just couldn't stop. So.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to have you call Jennifer, 1-888-767-4348. Tell her a happy story or tell her a joke. And then ask her about the project you're trying to tackle in about around your house, home, castle, or cabin. She'll get your name, where you're calling from, what you're trying to get done, and Romy and I will put our building and remodeling experience to work just specifically for you. Now, in the meantime, I've got a couple little notes I want to do on some catching up here. Down in Tucson last week for the Saba Home Show, which, again, was a great home show. Saba always does a great job, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association. They draw homeowners. I mean, when you go to Saba Home Show, I mean, you're talking to people from Elfrida, Sunsites, Yuma, Three Corners, Ajo. I mean, they all come to Tucson for that convention center home show twice a year. So we love being there. We had a great broadcast, had a lot of fun last Saturday morning with Mr. Curry, the pepper farmer. He was hilarious.
We've been getting feedback on that all week. We always get a good response from the farm segments. But, I mean, this one was continuous. I mean, it's lasted the whole.
I'm still munching on the peppers he gave us. They are delicious.
He brought a lot.
He did. One of the other things we covered on air while we were in Tucson, regular listeners know we've kind of figured out the rate plans at APS. We figured out the rate plans at SRP. And because it's the areas where I own my home and my properties, I've kind of taken the time to figure it out. And I've been criticized justifiably that, Rosie, those of us outside of those service networks aren't given the same advantage of your wisdom and your experience in our utility providers. So we had TEP on last Saturday. I've asked and I've gotten a very generous response. Those of you that buy power from TEP, I want you to scan copies of your bill to me at info@rosieonthehouse.com. We'll now take the time to figure out exactly their rate structure so that we can help you manipulate how you buy your power to stay comfortable, not impact your lifestyle, and cut your bill all at the same time. But I need as much data as I can get. So great response in the past week from those of you that visited us at Saba. Going to reach out there and ask those of you again, scan me your TEP bill to info@rosieonthehouse.com. In the subject line, simply put TEP bill. It'll be directed straight to me, and I'll start collecting the data and doing the analysis on it so we can help y'all maximize your comfort while minimizing your bills, just like we've done for people all over the state. So now it's TEP's turn.
Well, you want to talk about Palo Verde while we're on the electric topic?
I don't want to talk about Palo Verde too much because I want to take some time to digest it all. But Romy and I were invited to the refueling of one of the reactors. We actually got into the contamination room, contaminated area. Well, they're going to really be upset with me. It's not a contaminated area.
I got these accurate.
They go through a lot of trouble to make sure they have no contaminated areas.
Radiological Controlled Area, the RCA.
Yes.
There was a CA, Contaminated Area.
Okay.
There was RTs, Radioactive Technicians. There were RWPs, Radiation Work Permit we had to get. There was SRDs. I don't remember what that one was. There was.
I know.
EPZs. Energy population zone. Oh, no, no. No, that's the emergency population. You know what that was?
No.
If you're an EPZ, emergency population zone.
You're within a certain area.
Well, no, those are, yeah, but not a consumer. Those are people that work at Palo Verde that by, you know, if you're working here, your job is so important. You have to be within a 10-mile radius of the plant.
Well, we're going to cover it in more detail because they showed us a lot. They even let Romy and I into the simulator control booth and simulate shutting all the power off to L.A. It was great. It was so fun.
That was probably one of the
We're going to dial down all the juice going here.
The technical aspect of how it works. There was so much
man.
That Fathom, I haven't even begun to start putting all that together in my mind. But a couple interesting points I did. I knew that Pinnacle was the owner of APS. I didn't know they shared it with six other entities. And all six other entities are utility companies, one of which is SRP.
Yeah.
I had no idea SRP owned I think it's like close to 17% of APS.
No, well, not of APS, but of Palo Verde Nuclear Power Plant.
Of the power plant.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Thank you for clarifying.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah. A couple utilities out in California.
And then as far away as El Paso, Albuquerque.
We send juice all the way to El Paso. I'll virtually cover the state of Texas because of the way electricity distribution works in Texas is what I understood. Cover the state of California, New Mexico.
And in all that, it's still, on a national average, nuclear is only about 20% of the grid. I didn't realize it was small.
Yeah.
I just thought, coal and natural gas are the other big ones in that.
Well, we learned a lot. It was a great trip.
The amount of water and the key factor that plays, I knew they were steaming water and it just turns the turbine. It's just like every other, whether it's natural gas or coal. You're steaming water, you're boiling water to steam it to turn the turbines. But just the additional role water played in keeping the reactors cool
everything.
The chilling towers, that was impressive to see. And where that water comes from was even more interesting in that it was designed to be from the sewage from Phoenix metro area.
So the water falls out of the sky.
Or comes down
CAP. You drink it. or comes out of sea. You drink it, then you pass it into the city sewer system. Then the city treats the water, dumps it into Tres Rios riparian area, so all the birds and the plants and the wildlife get to use it. Then Palo Verde sucks it up and gets to filter it, clean it, and use it up to, what did Rick say, 15 times, 25 times they cycle the water?
15, I think.
15?
Yeah.
So really, really efficient. So I do want to save the rest of Palo Verde where we can cover it in detail because there was so much I want to organize the presentation. But we did spend a day out at Palo Verde right after getting home from Tucson. It was great. We have Ruth, we have Chris, we have Kevin on the line. We're going to get to them just as quick as we can, as well as there's an open line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Let's see if we can take Ruth real quick before we have to go on break, calling from Tucson about her garage. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I bought a home. It's a 1975 home, but the garage is not insulated. They told me that the one wall is, the east wall, and then there's a very small storage area that they kind of built on, and it's about two times the size of a small laundry room. So I'm just wondering, it looks like there's, I'll call it wallboard, that they did put up, but I'm just wondering if there's an inexpensive way that I can rectify this situation, because it does get quite hot in that garage, and I'm wondering if I could just have somebody put insulation over the wallboard. I'm calling it wallboard. It's kind of a gray whitish fabric, and it looks like it has possibly lines. I'm not in that house now, but I'm just kind of going by memory. So,
okay.
I'm well, just Ruth, wondering. Ruth, I'm thinking, this garage is kind of worthless.
Okay, Ruth, let me ask you a question. If I walk in your garage and I'm looking at the uninsulated walls, am I looking at opened frame cells, or is the wallboard covering the 2x4s that has to, and we have to get the insulation back behind it?
Everything is covered except the ceiling.
Very good. Okay. Well,
the storage area is not covered. It's just a tiny little east wall that's covered, but everything else is open.
Okay, very good. Well, what we're going to need to do is you're going to need to open a hole in the drywall cavity between the studs of each one of those, and you can do that. The insulation company can do that. And then they blow those cells full, either with cellulose or with foam. It is doable. I think it's pretty affordable for the advantage it gets you. Depending if it's a 2 or 3 car garage, you're probably going to be somewhere in the neighborhood of about $2,000 to $3,000 to get it done. But it will definitely make a difference. That is the first step you'll want to make in trying to get a garage more comfortable.